Okay, Rav, shalom to all. Okay, let me discuss the plan, Bez Hashem. Okay, today, since we were touching on the sugya in Chanukah, we were discussing the koach of the Rabbanon. We were discussing whether Bitalis and Lachachila with the Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Shach and the Beis Halevi. So I figured we should end the Chanukah season with one more shiur on the famous, and we have learning Shabbos this year, on the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and Lo Sosor. This Sunday, and Bez Hashem, when we have Sunday Shiurim, we're going to now go into the Shabbos mode. In other words, every Sunday will be a Shabbos topic that we're not going to be doing during the week. So this Sunday, we're going to have Hadlakas Neiros, which is going to be a three-part series. So, but I think since there's not so much time left in the semester, instead of doing it three Sundays, we're going to do it Bez Hashem Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we're going to start Chazar on Wednesday. Chazar will have on Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Chazar B'Chsav on Thursday. I know I owe you returning the previous Chazar B'Chsav. I haven't forgotten about it. You'll be getting it. So this way, I didn't want to start Bora now because Bora is a big topic and it doesn't pay to rush through it, and the time is limited now. So this way we can start the new semester with Bora, and we'll have more space for that. But I thought Hadlakas Neiros coming since we finished Chanukah, and it's also Hadlakas Neiros, so it's a good transition from Chanukah to go into Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, and it's very relevant, very important. So there's already one packet that's made for Bez Hashem for Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday as well. We should have packets as well. Okay. Today, and of course we'll have Chumash later today as well. I'd like to take a look at the Gemara Shabbos on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the world famous Gemara. Second line from before the lines get wide. The line begins, "My Mevarech." My Mevarech. What bracha do you make on Neiros Chanukah? For Hashem Kishonu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivonu l'adik Neiros Chanukah. Right, we all made that bracha. V'heichan tzivanu, meaning bishlama, you make a bracha on your tefillin, Hashem k'dushan the mitzvah of tzivanu l'anich tefillin. You make a bracha on the lulav, Hashem k'dushan the mitzvah of tzivanu l'tzivos lulav. You make a bracha on the sukkah, Hashem k'dushan the mitzvah of tzivanu l'shem v'sukkah. I understand. That's in the Bible. That's in the five books of Moses. So it's that's a tzivoy. But at the Rabbanon, Heichan Tzivanu, where did we get the Tzivoy? What compels us to light Neiros Chanukah? There's no pasuk in Chumash. You know, it's not even Chanukah Melechor Minayim. Maybe at best, or Rokeach, you know, has a remez, and we had other remazim, you know, all these remazim. But where is the... What's compelling us? Those we can only say Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvah of Tzivanu if there's a Tzivoy. But where does the Tzivoy come to from that we should listen to the Rabbanon and light Neiros Chanukah? So Rav Avya Omar Milo Sosa is the pasuk, and we're going to see the pasuk in Shoftim says that Bez Nagadol Lo Sosa, you should not veer from the words of the Bez Nagadol Yom Minu Smol Lo Sosa Min Adover Sheyagidu Lecha Yom Minu Smol. So therefore, the Torah is telling us you have to listen to the Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol is the rabbis, the chachamim. So if the Bez Nagadol makes a takana that we have to light near Chanukah, so it's binding. But the Torah says lo sasur, so therefore we can say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. And Reb Nechemi Omar Shal Avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomru lach. And Reb Nechemi says another pasuk Shal Avicha v'yageidcha. But the pasuk says that you should ask your father, in other words, meaning ask the Rabbanon v'yageid lach, and then they'll tell you what to do. So hence the Rabbanans are binding. Okay. Now Rabosai, there is a world famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Some people know it, but they don't know it exactly. So I want you to know it exactly. Other people don't know it, but it's a world famous. So you got to get it this down floor. But then I want your opinion on the machlokes. Okay. This is like. Okay, I will talk to you if you don't know this machlokes from the Rambam. Right. This is a very important machlokes, okay? And, okay? You ready for it? So first we'll start with the Chumash. It's always good to start with the Chumash. Stay in Chumash. Ki yipol emimcha dover la-mishpat. Meaning, if something, you want to be polyamine, it's hidden. Where something in Torah law is hidden to you. And you're not sure what the law is. A battle about regarding a certain, whether the down is down Pame or down Tahar, whether it's down Pido or not down Pido, they deal with it. Whether somebody's Hanayim to the Din Torah or Father, a Nega la Nega, whether this is leprosy or not leprosy, you may read on to the top five. In the community, what do you do? There's no clarity. The council of the Lisa Hamas. Go up to America, go into the base of interest, you go to the Sanhedrin, and they'll take it. So, in other words, you can't have a family. What the Lakohani, Malvino, the Shopper, and Shayeva, Yamin, the Hain? It's the Rashi of the Gitu Chazmarabish. And you'll go to the, you know, the Levian, the rabbis, they'll tell you what to do. And you have to listen. The rabbis will sit there in the book of the Shayyim Kamini, in other words, whatever the Sanhedrin says that you should do, that's what you have to do. But each of the Yasim is on them, but if somebody does not listen, and I'll go to the Shon, we can show you the Shon, we can show you the Shon, the Yasim is on them. In other words, the person that doesn't listen, like you have the Zaki Nandre, you have somebody who will see, who doesn't listen to what the Sanhedrin says, so, you get killed, etc. So we have this positive called Sosur. Sosur and Adobar are saying that he do because you are money. Okay? Now, there is a world famous focus between Rambam and Ramban, but I want you to get down to deal, okay? So, I hear us here, where the Rambam says his main opinion is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, I hear us for you, the Rakhayim Heller edition. The other, the regular Sefer HaMitzvos is going off the pages and pages, so this way, it's only, you got the whole thing in two, three pages, and then the other one has it there, 15 pages. So, okay. The other one is together with the Ramban and the Mepharshim. So this just has the Rambam and Rav Chaim Heller. Rav Chaim Heller lived where? He was, the Rav considered him in one of his remains. When the Rav went to college in Berlin, so Rav Chaim Heller was there at the time. Not in the college, but he was like living there. So Rav got to know him, so he was considered like a big
Talmud Chacham. And one of the things he wrote is on the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. He put out a Sefer Mitzvahs with his own orders on the, so Chaim Heller was the
big Talmud Chacham from Germany. There are a lot of stories with Chaim Heller. Like the Rav had a shy, you know, the Rav considers like he would go to Rav Chaim Heller, you know, he considered Rav Chaim Heller, you know, his mentor. It's pretty good. Okay. I mean, really, we should spend 5 hours on this, Rav Osei. So if you have, right? Hashor Sharishan Sha'ayan. So, right, before this, there are 613 mitzvahs, right? Targat, you heard that. Right? Now, the Rambam, obviously, he has these Sharashim. And he discusses what types of mitzvahs does he list in the 13. In other words, because maybe they're more than 613. Why did he choose to list some things and not? So he gives you the rules. So he has like how many chapters? Like 13 chapters or whatever it is. Well, each chapter is called Shoresh Rishon. And he gives you the rules. What are the rules of which mitzvahs should be mentioned and which mitzvahs what? Should not be mentioned. So HaShoresh HaRishon, the first rule in the game, the first rule in the 613 is Shein Roy Limnos Bechlal Azeh HaMitzvah Shehim Midrabanan. Now anything that's Drabanan, you don't list in the 613. So Ner Chanukah does not count in the 613.
So I bet you everyone sitting here right now, even though no one is saying it, but you're all thinking inside, of course you don't list the Rabbanans, right? The 613 means 613 Daraisas, right? So why does the Rambam even have to waste the chapter to even tell us? Right?
So the Rambam also realized that you're thinking that. So he starts like this.
Da. Really, we shouldn't even waste our time discussing this. It's obvious that something is Rabbanan should not be listed in that in the 613. Yeah. Right? What's the Lashon HaMurah?
613 minutes is never the most. Because many people make mistakes. Couple go around. And many people make mistakes. And because the Rambam is not the only rabbi who made a list of the 613. There are other rabbis. So one of the prominent rabbis who made a list of the 613 is who? But he had the Baha. The Baha Allah was known. And the Baha Allah was known in his list of the 613. So it's very nice that the Hanukkah is 613, but the Rambam said the Hanukkah has no place to be listed in the 613.
Maharav
yesterday, yeah, okay, because maybe he held the Maharav, and he's right, okay. But the Rambam is saying that since the Baha went ahead, this is the Rabbanan are not listed in the 613.
meaning Shetol Bo Harabim, Umonu Ner Hanukkah, Umikra Megillah.
And Mikra Megillah, they also listen. And you know what else they listed? They have brachos b'chol yom. The Indian of they have brachos b'chol yom. The Baha'i also listed why.
See, the Baha'i is more Hasidish, you know, because the Chanukah and Purim is the Hasidish, you know, so, you know, they have brachos b'chol yom, nobody's ailing.
Nicho Vadeinu, the Kofolu, who was made to Abbas Harunim, he said, Kupas is not a Yom and Nigmur and Zahala. Tata mi miše išlo u šonu, nemoj da li može li sinu ime koje samo se šonu kod dobro ali vačolom et akeli smo posivo da može li ime da kanke še kuha tome vaj čeji še bih vaj kilo
They said, they don't understand. How can they listen? How can the Baha'i go ahead? So maybe, a lot like a year ago, if you have a Zenik is maintaining the market, maybe the reason why the Baha'is decided to listen, since you make a rub on these things, so he figured, since we make a brother, so it must be that it's something conscious that it's listed in the 613. And he took a program with him and said, I'm going to show you the 613 brothers. He'll have that kind of thing for the house. So in other words, those things, they listed. Because, so maybe the reason why the Baha'i listed it, since we make a brother on these things, so...
Ushay l'chatam, head in Sivonu. And the Gemara says, "Hey, don't see both of them." And we say, "What? No sotur."
So maybe you see from there that it's like a derisa. So it should be counted. It's 613, and that's why the Baha'i counted those things. Those things you make a broke of. So the Baha'i counted Mikra Megillah and Nehemiah Hanukkah in the 613.
Okay,
now just an hour before. But he says, so, I don't understand, the Rambam says, I don't understand this Baha'i. I don't understand. So they list their Hanukkah, Mikra Megillah, and Halo. I don't get it. They're listing those are Rambam, so those are all the Rambam. Like, what? I mean, you know, why did the Baha'i just choose these? Because I think the key one. Ki kol ma she'omru chachamim la'asotam, anything that the chachamim told us to do, kol ma she'hizkiru mimenu v'artzim Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom b'sinai she'yitzaveinu v'kaimu v'omru al-pi ha'tora she'irucha v'mishpat she'irucha la'atatzeh. In other words, anything the chachamim tell us to do, anything. Chachamim tell us to light near Hanukkah, Chachamim tell us this, they tell that. It's all included in the Old Testament. That's what they were. Rabbi Lozano, we're not over to you. You need to call Masha Midar Bum, call that Yusuf, and it's your Lucas, Chach Nor, Rabbi Lozano, they might not find any little brothers in Lozano. So if that's the case, in other words, it's true, says the Rambam. It's true that anything that Chachamim tell us to do, is Bechlal Lo Fosur. Because Lo Fosur means you have to listen to the Bez Magadol. And the Bez Magadol makes all these Hakadahs. So anything that Chachamim tell us to do, then what? We have to listen. Okay, so where is the Rambam? Says it's Bechlal Lo Fosur. But if we're going to listen to everything that's in Lo Fosur, then the floodgate's open. You know? So many there are words. tunes over there, Hanukkah and Zipper Megillah. What else was the thing of intervention? Hayalahem, little Nathilas Yadayim. How come the Baha'i didn't mention Nathilas Yadayim? How come he didn't mention that? What about Eru? Eru. It says Eru. To make Eru Kateroh. Zoltanis. We make a bracha over there on Tilas Yadayim. So how come the Baha'i didn't mention the Tilas Yadayim as one of the Italian mitzvahs? He mentions Hanukkah Purim. So why did he mention the Tilas Yadayim? What's the problem with the Tilas Yadayim? The next one is the Baha'i Rabban. We are all right in some mitzvah, and it's our body and it's a small event of heaven. So therefore, the Rambam says that it's true that these are all those doctors, but you don't mention all those things. Look at page 6, Aaron. The then the poor got flopped to call much of whom he grew up under when he never called higher witnesses. But then, Ramani, we have to listen to all the Rabbanans because of those doctor. And like Zalmi said, maybe you should have one be listed once of those doctor. But you're not going to list each and every single Rabbanan, you know, as. Right. So he doesn't like what the Baha'i did. And that maybe requires a separate shiur to him to the Baha'i. Maybe like what the Maharaj said, that Hanukkah and Purim are different, that maybe they do have a special status that other Rabbanim don't have. But that's a separate problem. But the Rabbanim says it's true, you're right. All the Rabbanim are Nichlal and Los Tosos. All of the Rabbanans are Nichlal and Los Tosos. Everything. Netilas Yadayim, and Purim, and Eruv, and all these things are Nichlal. But in terms of what we list in the 613 list, that we don't. Yes, Kirsch. Kirsch?
That means
you're the Rambam. Well, oh, so Kirsch has the kasha. Kirsch, you have the mind of the Ramban. You were just born in a different generation. So comes the Ramban, we're going to see shortly, and he's going to ask a very different kasha on the Ramban. So that means, what did Kirsch say?
There's no
such thing as the Ramban. Those are Rambanans, the what? Most possible. So how come something to Rabban in the Kula? Every something to Rabban is real, there's something to Rabban. Most possible. Cash is Rabban. Where's this Ramban? So the Ramban is on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. You see, page 7 is the real Sefer HaMitzvahs, not the Rav Chaim Heller one. But you see how much Rambam there is on every page. There's the two lines in the middle of on the Rambam, and then the rest is the Ramban and the Megillah Esther, which is a Perush. So if I would have Xeroxed the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam using this, it would have taken a 50-page packet. So therefore I said, we'll Xerox the text of the Rambam from the Rav Chaim Heller edition. And then when we need to see the Ramban, we'll see the Ramban in the regular. Good. So look on page 7.
Can you hear me? That was it. One second, about that. Thank you.
forget where I put the arrow. On page 7, the first word of the line is Kayotze Bezeh. Kayotze Bezeh, you got it? Hine Arav Bona Choma Gevoa Sobi L'Dibre Chachon. Says the Rav, who's the Rav? The Rav. The Rav. The Ramban is saying about the Rav. He said he makes the Ravonim's, he makes a big wall. He gives it the status like it's a Daraisa church. Aval he can perit nofel, niver, the whole much discover. But it's like a breach in his wall, and the wall tumbles down. Right? The wall comes down. Hashem, piss over the teta, yobel shivra, right away with the wall in the brain. The tishi, smart on this sense. It's a shvaka smart. It's a voice smart.
You know about voice smart. The robe hath become as the Talmud.
Because in the Talmud, in Shas, we always find that we will make them like our ones. Right? And according to the Rabbi Kirsch, remember, he's the Rabbi of the generation.
Right?
He's the Rabbi, the people call him the Rabbi of the generation. Right? We discussed the halachas of using a tree, right? Right? So we said that's only the Rabbanan. Right? But according to the Rambam, that should be in the Raisa. And the Shmuel Kalila and the Talta and Mason and Kumla Sal were, you know, the Talta looks so. From the shade, from the sun to the shade. Over a long run, a few chips here, cast the over who I'll essay the most of the Torah. The royal milk of Malchus and Brian. You really shouldn't count Malchus to such a thing. You should get punished. It's the Rises.
Now look up page 8. Third line. Fourth line, rather, on page 8. This is maybe in the middle of that line. Fourth line in the Ramban on page 8.
Rabbi Seinu B'chol HaTalmud Omim Hefek Mizeh. And all our rabbis in the Talmud always say in the opposite. That Rabbanim Zalat are different than the Rises. They're always legal like the rabbis. It was always legal with their rights in the Chumrah, which made the rabbis the Kula. So don't you see that in the Shas, you always say, perfect the rights in the Chumrah, perfect the rabbis the Kula. But according to the Rambam, what? It's all the rights. Even the rabbis are the rights. That's Kirsch.
That was Kirsch.
Follow that.
But if you buy the words, what's making on what is obligating you to buy their time? So it's the fact that the color is simple salt. So if you don't violate, and if you don't like their conduct, you hear. You are a beer. You hear. So if there's no beer, you hear. So, of course, the Rambam knows that there are others that are different than the Rizes. But the question is, why should it be? Why are you telling me that all the others are obligated because of most also that there should be a difference? The far?
Yes. Then the Rambam knows that the back of this question why, but it's maybe shot of your. I mean, when we have a case of something for a long time, maybe shot there is that in that case, because it's something, you're running more than happy. But you know, now when you're over on a decent number of runners, you're over on a certain the right level.
Well,
in that case, you never have fear, so you're not fearing if there's something.
Okay. So McGillis Esther, on page 8. The bar up here, the McGillis Esther of the generations. The McGillis Esther, that's the parish of the McGillis Esther always tried to defend the Rambam from the Rambam attacks. So he says, okay, Masha'om on page 8, the right part. Masha'om on Ojin King, the only animal after the Ojin King, the only animal after the Ojin. This is a little bit of a fool, and I think it is that he should have them no bothers to sign, no more Chicago. Who should make the Saturday Chachon? If you go down there, they have a less than a fool. In other words, when the Chachonim made their Chachon, they built in a clause that you could. In other words, in a phenomenon, you have to follow the Chachon with small salt. But the Chachon built in their clause that our clause should only be binding in the case of Bada and not in the case of salt. So we're built in the clause. Okay, fine.
That's long.
Why can't we say that this philosophy is rejecting their bond in general? If you reject one, okay, you reject one from their bond. But in order to be either so, I'm going to say I do not hold their bond.
You mean all their abundance?
Right. You reject one, it's such a good view.
It's not much for that way, because when the Torah is speaking, it says you have a shayla, right? You went to Bez Nagar, right? You had one specific Shaila, right? And if you don't listen to the Bez Nagar and that one specific Shaila, you violate Los Osa. Right? That's the Peshuto Shal Mikra. So when Chachamim make a Takana, Bechor, it's the same thing. Yeah? Right. But the Rambam saying the pasuk is referring to, in other words, the pasuk was talking about a situation where you had a shaila and a deraisa, and you weren't sure, you went to the Bez Nagala, so you have to listen to them. But you're saying this extension that the Rambam says, that anything the Bez Nagala says, you have to listen, maybe you only violate Lo Sosur if you totally, you know, want to dismiss anything that Chacham is saying. But in Akhanami, if you listen to the Chachamim, so then it's just one thing, and you're not lighting the Hanukkah, but you do everything else, so that wouldn't be. Where each and every thing is only Drabbanan. In other words, the violation of the Daraisa would only be if you totally negate any rabbinic authority. So if you say rabbinic authority is nil, then you, okay, I like what you're saying, Rav Slovin. Slovin, you're a gadol yourself. I like what you're saying. No? Slovin's a gadol too. I like what you're saying. Atlas?
The key of the all the people that all are even in the kind of direction of the other. The Rambam is saying that we are a very young people. The fact that we are one of the kinds that we do in the universe is we are not on the kind of Rambam to be living in the kind of direction. Like you hear that the thing is to see what you hear. To see what you hear are
Oh, okay, one second, Rabbi. So I just, so we're not gonna have time now to finish everything on this. We'll have this, Bezer Shem next week. So let me ask you a question. So how does Ramban learn the pasuk of Losos? I mean, Ramban also has to learn the pasuk of Losos. What would he say? So with the Rambam sheet, is Lososu means that anything Chachamim said, you have to listen. That's Lososu. So what does Ramban say, Pshat and Lososu? What's the Ramban's Pshat and Lososu? Yeah.
Couldn't it just be that? But rather, it's talking about when you have a case and someone 2 million come with a question, that's when we know if I'm gonna give a verdict, then you need to follow it. But it doesn't generalize to whenever somebody makes a comment, so that's what you need to
So that's interesting. In other words,
if the pasuk shot in the pasuk of both pasuk isn't that whatever the time you say, you listen to them. And you're getting a chana, so therefore you follow it. At least I don't know. But the shot is that...
There was, what you're saying, Herr Flamsman was saying that maybe Lososur means if you yourself went to the Bez Nagodol and they told you something, and then you don't listen, that's Lososur. So let's see, the Ramban himself addresses this issue, page 9. Well, yeah, so then they take it when the plot, yeah. So take a look on page 9. The Ramban says the theory. What you said is an interesting possibility, but the Ramban himself says differently. Listen to what the Ramban says on page 9. He addresses this issue, so there's no guessing here. Page 9, and the arrow. Mikol mokom klali harav mishtabshim. So with the klolim of the Rambam, of the Rav, are mishtabshim, are shibush, are what? Are erroneous, are wrong. Aval hadover ha'amiti, if you want to know the truth, ha'menuke mikol shibush, that's totally clean from any mistake, is what I have to say. The Rambam, he's all mixed up. I guess he's a doctor, he's all one doctor and another doctor. But he was maybe a busier doctor, right?
He had one doctor.
Right. Well, the parish of Mishnayos. So, Lososer means, of course, it means if you have a case like the Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it also means that Chachamim, if they take the pasuk and take one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Drash Bahem, and they make a drasha made from the Pesukim, so that is Lososur. If you don't listen to their drushes, then you violate Lososur. But if Stam, the Chachamim make a Takana, like Ner Hanukkah, or Purim, or the Tilas Yadayim, and they made a new old Takana, they're not darshaning the Pesukim with the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Drash Bahem. So if they do that, then what? Then what? Then what? If they do something that you didn't mean to prefer and dress it for him, and you don't listen, that's cool sauce. If somehow they make a tachana, that's not the flower sauce. Well, and the Rambam shita is that everything Chacham says is klal losos. Ramban says not as much as Meir was saying, that maybe it's only in a case where Yibam is coming to the Beis Hamikdash. No, the Ramban agrees that the Pasuk is talking about whenever the Chachamim make a drasha from the Pesukim, that's Lo Sos. But if it's not a drasha from the Pesukim, it's just their own Tachana, that's not the Pasuk Lo Sos. One second. Whereas the Rambam sheet is a lot.
The Rambam sheet is everything that the Chacham said
is the follow source of their Tanakh,
even though it has nothing to do with the
Drasha
from the
Pasuk.
Whereas the Ramban says that
the Pasuk, that
Losantra is referring to, that you have to listen to the Chacham's interpretation of the Pasuk.
Have they got to the Sukkim? But it's not a question of the actually in the Sukkim, so then that's not the
following.
Now, two things that have to be raised. Number one, so according to Ramban, why do you have to listen to the Chacham?
What?
The Ramban was only you don't have to listen to them.
Yeah, when they make
a say,
why do you have to listen to them? What's
their,
where does their power come from?
According to the Ramban, we understand it all comes from Los Osos. But according to the Ramban, where does it come from? That's number one. So we have to, and number two, obviously in the end, the Ramban agrees you have to listen to the public. However, we're going to figure out how.
So after it calls the call, so is there any nakedina between the Ramban and the Ramban? Just academic. I don't believe me, I wouldn't make a whole packet if the whole thing was just academic.
In other words, first of all, we have to understand where does Ramban learn that you have to listen to the Me'achanim?
It's from Purim, right? Purim to Ramban is all the number one. And number two, we have to understand. So, after it's called Paul, the Stama, the Ramban also was there in Stama. Right? He also read the Gemara Torah, right? So also he held the Rabban as a binding. So what is it based on? And what if we say that binding, so then what's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban? There's this whole discussion. This is mere philosophy. I once was in a shul for Shabbos and I said, this discussion is not mere philosophy, it's a nafkamina. Afterwards, the Rambam came over to me and said, what do you mean by mere philosophy? Since you're saying the philosophy is a mere philosophy. You see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, first of all, we know that's not so. Because we know that even though the Rambam holds that these things are Los Osos, still doesn't get the Chumras of Safek Daraisa Chumra. You don't say Safek Daraisa Chumra. But it's not sure that the Rambam holds Safek Daraisa is Safek Darabano Chumra. Right? Rambam also agrees. So after the dust settles, what's the big deal with this whole Machlokas? And how do and Mark, how does the Ramban learn that, yeah, what's buying, why the. Yeah, what's binding? Why are the Chachamim binding according to the Ramban? I understand if Chachamim are dashing the pasuk, that's also awesome. But if they're just stop making a takana like Hanukkah Purim, the Tzilas Yadayim, what makes it binding? I didn't speak yet.
I don't understand why we're trying to ask the question on Rabban when all he's doing is taking the Mahat's reasoning or logic and just taking it further. I mean, it's not the Rabban saying this. He's just saying what the Bahag says.
No. He's saying the Bahag even listed in the 613. So the Rambam says, that's too much. That's too much. To listen to 613, that's too much. Don't do that.
I don't want you to listen to 613. That's too much. But I want you to know that it's still Los Osos. Sure, but we don't listen to the 613. Because it's still Rambam.
I understand what Ramban is saying, that there are these are Rabban, and we use these Rabban, and we're hanging the rest of the Sultan. is not the of the philosopher. He's wrong to admit that there is a
right.
I don't think about the Rambam.
No, so we answer that. We're not saying the Rambam Shmir. His kasha originally was that if all Drabbanans are in Bechlal Lososur, so then they should have all the Chumrat of a Daraisa. And we know throughout Shas that Drabbanans are different than Daraisas.
That when you're older than the Rabbanan, then you're over the Daraisa of Osasur, then you're older than the Rabbanan of the actual figure that you said, therefore you can make it when that Rabbanan is something, you're still over the Daraisa of Osasur.
What are you trying to help us with?
The Ramban.
Right. The Ramban sheet is. In other words, we want to know why do you have to keep Meir Chanukah going to Ramban?
I'm saying that
when
the Ramban has made it,
I understand. So, but the Ramban sheet is that all Tatchanas Chachamim are losos. Ramban says no, only the things that are learned from the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Joshua. So Neir's Chanukah is not learned from the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Joshua. And Megillah is not learned from the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Joshua. And the Tilas Yadayim is not from. So why do you have to keep? Why do I have to do the Tilas Yadayim according to Ramban? According to Ramban, if you don't do it, you're violating Lo Tzosa. But according to Ramban, why do you have to wash the Tilas Yadayim? Yeah. So where is it based on? From what? That's what it's based on?
Yeah.
The whole source of watching. If somebody will ask you, why are you watching Tzilas Yadayim? They'll say, it's because Yaakov Avinu switched Menashe and Ephraim and God listened to him. And that's... Really? Where's Takuma? You really feel that in your heart? Baruch has a good heart, Baruch Hashem. Oh, the Ramban and the Mahag, he was totally. The Mahag is three steps even more, right? You know. The Kirsch?
I'm trying to speak up for the Ramban. Maybe he'll say that if anyone is just going to act like it's something they're wrong,
My question is, why, according to the Ramban, do you have to do the Drabbanans? Those Drabbanans, I understand the things that are from the Yud Gimel Midah, the Shatar and Drashas, I understand, but if it's not from the Yud Gimel Midah, the Shatar and Drashas, according to the Ramban, you don't have to watch the Tzilas Yadayim. You don't have to light there as Chanukah. What are you saying? The Ramban was the first Reform Rabbi? Is that what you're saying? That's for sure. We need that story here. Please, this that story. We have that story in America from Rav Zovitz, the paper story.
When
Ramban
says, when you see
That's false.
Almost like a
Where from where? Where does that chiyuv come from? But that's what the Rambam holds. Yeah, but in the end, they get all the kulos of the Rabbanim also.
What about the other? What's the other part?
Let's say, Slovan?
Yeah, I don't understand where the Rambam came from, because there is a Gemara that says, well, before, or where the child is going to get it before, if they were found, that's where it's tomorrow. Yes, I would say you still hold that those up the word of Ali for the game, but it's still required, it's just not as important.
Right, in other words, Rav Solomon is saying, what is Ramban saying? Is it a Beferish Gemara of Los Sasso? The Gemara we just learned?
It shall be both.
Oh! So Eli Kol was Machavit and Rav Shechta Tigers. Rav Shechta thought that the Ramban will just say that the Makar is from Shalavicha. And Los Sasso, but it's still binding on Shalavicha. Los Sasso is an added law. That you don't have. So maybe it's Shalavicha. How we call it? That's what Rav Shechta says. The other Rav Shechta ever. In other words, what Eli Kol is saying is,
if the Chachamim are learning it after the Avilu Bina Shekhar and so forth, not at the Shalavicha. What's the Nachamim? So yeah, I'll tell you what the Nachamim is now, and then next week I'll show you more. Okay? You know what? Most people in the streets don't know what the Nachamim is in this whole Machlokas. Because bottom line is, both the Rambam and the Rambam agree you have to listen to our Prophet. What difference does it make? Is it from Moshe Tor or from Eda? Like your parents then were saying, won't you see that? So Eli Kol and Rav Shechta were saying, it's Shalavicha. But by the way, you have to listen. Right? Even to their Hanukkah, you have to listen. Right? You know what the Nachamim is? We have concepts in the Torah, what we just read here, of Zaken Mamre. Right? And if the Zaken Mamre, he doesn't want the rebellious hurt. He doesn't listen to the Chacham. Sanhedrin Paskin, and then he goes back to his community, and on Shabbos morning, he gives a brush and he passes again. Right? So then what do we do then? Kill him! But what if the thing that he passes against is a din d'rabban? Say there's a shiloh about chametz for Pesach, a d'rabban chametz, like an erev Pesach in the morning, whether something is osur. That's a d'rabban shiloh chametz. And then the Sanhedrin passed in a certain way, that it was Luther and he passed an offer for vice versa. Would there be a din of Zokin Manrei if the issue that he argues in the Sanhedrin was something that's Drabon? So it has to be like coming to Drabon. It has to be Karat, but coming to Drabon is like Karat. So we're going to see, and this is a conjecture. We can see the failure to not come down. So the Rambam and the Ramban. See, if you learn that the Rabbanans are based from Mososur, that means that the Rabbanans are full nichol in the parts of Zokin Mamre. So that means that if Zokin Mamre gets arguing in the Sanhedrin when it comes to a din the Rabbanan, so then what? So then there's going to be a punishment of Misa. Whereas the Ramban says, no, the Rabbanans don't go from what? Shalavicha from a smarter of Halakha Moshitina, they're not in the parts of Moshitza. So if they're not in the parts of Moshitza, there's nothing out there, all due to the Sanhedrin, but if they're in your abundance, then that's the Nakhmanina. That's the Nakhmanina in this whole Moshitza. If they're not arguing the whole Moshitza, they have to like their country. But they're going to be happy. They're not arguing when they have to do the things they're back. They're not arguing whether you make a drop on the name. Right? So arguing for the things that are bothered, is there a? Is there a bit of talking? We don't have time to see that. So next week, we'll bring the hat back and then we'll talk to you in charge. Okay? With this Rabotai, you think about someone, it's an accomplice, not all the things. So this Rabotai is the fundamental machlokis.
And I'm sorry, if you don't know this machlokis, I will speak about your own.
Yeah. But if you hold that Los Angeles doesn't hold their abundance, it's not going to be in the end that the Rambam holds you have to listen to Rabbanan and the Rabbanan holds you both. Right? The Rabbanan is not only for an hour, was he? No.
Where's my fingers? Okay, so start in a minute, we'll have to.